On Wednesday, I visited the doctor, my monthly visit. My red blood cell is better. The white blood cell is still too little. The number of white blood cell is just 2,300. Is less than normal people. So the doctor suggests that I shouldn't go and teach outside the temple, and the students should stay far from me, especially those who have a fever. And don't teach outside the temple all year long. Normally, for normal people to do this bone marrow transplant, you need 2 years to recover. So I negotiate for just 1 year for me. But I know that doctor often deceive you to let you negotiate. At first he said you shouldn't go to talk outside at all. And negotiate for 3 months. Then I will teach. Now it's increased from 3 months to 2 years. So they are just tell me gradually from 3 months first, then 2 years. So, oh, the doctor himself invited me to teach at his hospital. But I said, but in a hospital is quite dangerous. There's a lot of germ in hospital. The doctor said, oh, it's fine. I will take care of it. Everyone has exception. It depends on those who enforce the rule. For you who want to listen to my talk, you need to come here. There's no external service. Actually, my previous teaching are much enough. It depends on how much you practice. My own master taught me very little. Each teaching I took a lot of time to practice. Lumpu Dun told me to watch my mind. He didn't say any detail. I need to investigate on my own. I tried to seek the mind for a long time. Then he told me, don't use the mind to seek the mind. You can never find it. If he had told me first, I wouldn't waste so much time. From my seeking, then I got attached to the mind. The correct process is to first separate the five aggregates. I try to find the mind. I guess that the mind must be in this body, so I investigate within the body. Actually, the mind is not in each part of the body, not in the hair, not in the hand, not in any organ. So I think maybe the mind stay in my feeling. So I sit and meditate, I concentrate. And during concentration, there is no mind. Or maybe the mind is within the painful feeling. So I sit, I travel on a train, and I watch the painful feeling arise in the body. After a while, the painful feeling drop away, and there is no mind to be found. So where is the mind? I was confused. The mind is neither in the body, not any part of the body. It's neither in the pleasant or painful feeling. So I thought maybe the mind is in the thinking. So I try to think of a chanting of a mantra. The mantra about the Buddha is compassionate. So I observed that the thinking flow out from the original emptiness. This thinking arises and then it fades and disappears. After I see the thinking mind, I'm aware of this thinking mind and the knower arises. So I got the principle that if you can be aware of the thinking mind, the knowing mind will arise automatically. After the knowing mind arises, I tried to hold, to keep the knowing mind. This is a mistake. The way to keep the knowing mind arises all the time is a mistake. Sometimes the mind will become like a big ball, a big stuff within my chest. I try to destroy that stuff in the mid chest. I try to destroy it to make it go away. I used a sharp needle in my imagination to destroy this stuff. My goal was to make the mind empty and stable. After a while, I noticed that this type of knowing mind is something I had done before when I was a child. Now, then it became easier and easier to make a knowing mind arise and be prominent. Afterward, I submit the homework to Longpu Dun. After 3 months, Longpu asked, well, what is the mind like? I told that the mind is full of various forms. And I try to make the mind become aware and try to keep the awareness. Longpu told me that no, it's a mistake. The empty mind is not the correct one. Those who practice the empty mind, those people will not succeed. Longpu Dun told those students that it's a mistake. You should go back and practice again. So I return and try and let the mind be anything and then observe it, be aware of it, like the mind naturally behave. Don't try to keep the good mind, don't try to chase away the bad mind. Keep just observing the mind as they are in any form. Eventually, it will realize that the mind is not us. Nothing is not us at all if the mind is not us. And when you can let go of the mind, you can free yourself from the mind. You can free yourself from anything, detach from anything in the world. If you have correct understanding of the mind, you will likewise have correct understanding of the world. And when you can let go of the mind, you can let go of the world too. Keep practicing. It's not hard. Practice for a few days. are not enough because you have accumulated a lot of wrong understanding your whole life from the time you have born. You have the notion that this is ours, this is us, this is my father, this is my mom, this is my dad, this is my stuff. I have one brother who studied together with me. He had very good memory. He remembered from the time he was inside the womb, inside his mother's womb. He remembered at that time it's dark, that it's difficult to move. It's so aching to stay in the womb. It's like being imprisoned. There's no light, no fluorescent light. I was very afraid. At the time of childbirth, I see the light and I was surprised of the light that arise. Afterward, when the nurse bring me to clean my body, it feels more comfort and safe. And the feeling of this is me, arise then. So it's accumulating the wrong view from the time of birth. It's impossible to practice for a few days and and remove the wrong understanding. It's like a dirty cloth, a very dirty cloth. You need to wash it many, many times. The dirt is in our mind. The mind, when it can let go of the mind itself, the dirt will drop away as well. But you cannot intentionally destroy it. You can only practice morality, concentration and wisdom, and the resulting liberation and freedom will follow. I need to check your homeworks. Let the people who stay at the temple submit homework first. I sometimes get lost, sometimes attached to emotion. Sometimes I'm angry. And when I know that I'm angry, it's smile that it can know that it's angry. Then it know of the smile. I wonder whether it is right. Longpo said, it's natural. There's one knowing mind, then the smiling, then the knowing of the smiling. You see that each moment and each moment is one phenomena. One moment is the object, another moment is a knowing mind. Then it changed from the knowing mind to be the second object of the next knowing mind. So you see correctly. Who are you angry? Angry because of many things. Sometimes I have a quarrel, arguing. I can see more of my own emotion and I can accept more of my own emotion. And I prefer to stay alone, not to have problems with others. Maybe it's necessary to stay with other people. You can let your mind contact with the environment and see how your mind changes. Your mind have changed a lot. You have progressed a lot. An engineer. I stay at the temple and it's again more energy. I can see more and have become mindful. As a mentor, it seems that you know everything and you shouldn't expect too much. Don't try to think, lead by your thinking, because you have learned for a long time. Last time, Long Po told me I use wisdom as the leading. Now I use less wisdom or less thinking. Your concentration increase instead. Your wisdom doesn't decrease. Your concentration increase. The good thing in you increase. Your mindfulness is quicker. Sometimes when you develop wisdom, your mind will turn to samatha. Sometimes your mind will return to samatha periodically. Okay, the next person. I stay here and I can see the mind going off. I walk and I see that the mind gets stagnant still. When things contact and it's mostly still, some vibration, it's fine. It can vibrate, it is good. If it is still all the time, that's wrong. It's holding still all the time, that's wrong. But if it's just a little focused, that's fine. It is restless and lot of defilement. And it's angry with itself. Yes, it's angry with itself, yes. Know it as it is. Don't stop them. This death is ego. Just be aware. And see that everything is passing. It's impermanent. And see the mind work on itself. Now you are led by your thinking. You're still using your thinking. Am I still okay? You think too much. Start practicing. Don't be hurry. Don't hurry. Yeah, you lead by your thinking. Be aware. Only those who is necessary. You see that you are more happy when you practice without interfering. The mind will be natural, bright, and delight. You just be aware of it. Now you start to control again. Don't try to control. When you control, you will not be happy. It's nervous. See, the mind want to talk. Can you see? Yeah, you practice well. What are you curious about? I haven't submit homework for a long time. When I walk, I see the mind going off. When I return home and chant to the Buddha, it stay with the breath for a while and it go off to many places. It cannot stay still. Then you can return to your breath. Don't let it go off for a long time. If you want really want to rest, you don't let it go off. Don't worry about wisdom. Just return to the breath. Keep breathing comfortably. Breathe in a relaxed way, in a happy way. It will become more calm instantly. It stay a while and then it go off. Your concentration is already enough, actually enough. Both mindfulness, concentration and wisdom is good. One night I sleep and the mind concentrated and it get bright, and in the morning I feel this is strength, so the mind concentrate into a single point. I can see the wisdom develop inside concentration. You meditate well. In the past you have some resolution, that's why it makes your practice more difficult. And you want to learn things in details. You want to be able to teach others. So I dedicate my merit to the Buddha, dedicate it to Long Pa. Let Long Pa recover quickly. Yes, I will recover soon because I have just taken a medication, a shot. It increased so much, and then it will gradually decrease. You mean the white blood cell? Number 33. Here is the doctor that give me injection. He loves to inject it to people who want to take a shot. I can see the aggregate accordingly. See, when my eye see an image, then there's a memory working. Then it judge, it decide, and it see formation. You cannot stop anything, you just see them as they are. Do you see that it work on yourself? What kind of consciousness do you see? Consciousness means the group of conscious experience. Conscious through the eye, to the ear, to the senses, to the mind. Consciousness is the conscious experience. The mind, the mental, the heart, these are just different words. It is similar, it only different in its function. We call it mind when it think. When it perceive things through the senses, we call it consciousness. When we first hear things, that we call it ear consciousness. It's actually the mind that arises through the eye, the ear, to the mind. It's not necessary to call it in different names, but all these names are within the consciousness aggregate, the part of consciousness. It's rise and fall, rise and fall, from in on different doors. Your practice is correct. You don't need to think a lot. See defilement in my mind all the time. That's right. Sometimes I cannot easily survive. As long as you don't break the moral rule, that's fine. Don't break the moral conduct, the five precepts. Your practice right, although you don't understand deeply, that's why you are sometimes sad or sometimes disappointed or confused. When there is confusion, just know that it is. When you are uncertain, be aware of uncertainty. Whatever arises, you just be aware of them. Eventually you see that anything, everything just come and go, arise and fall. Things will work continuously from this phenomena to the next phenomena according to the dependent origination. Eventually you will see that there is no self. You are developing wisdom, don't worry too much. Number five. Number five, your basics is good, but now your mind is outside to the mind. You can say.
ดีใจที่ได้เจอหลวงพ่ออีกครับ
I remember you.
So what I've been facing a lot is a lot of mental fabrication.
จิตมันปรุงแต่งเยอะเลยครับ
And then I can't identify myself with all these stories that I've had in my childhood and in the past.
แล้วเขาก็ไปผูกกับสิ่งที่มันปรุงแต่งเกี่ยวกับอดีตในตอนเขาเป็นเด็กๆครับ
So.I will remind myself that all this is happening on its own. It's not within my control.
เขาก็บอกพยายามคิดว่ามันเกิดขึ้นเองเขามันไม่สามารถบังคับได
้ But it gets a bit confusing sometimes because I feel like certain things is not within my control, but certain things is.
แต่เขาก็รู้สึกว่าถึงแม้บางอย่างจะไม่อยู่ในอำนาจบังคับแต่เขาก็รู้สึกว่าบางอย่างมันก็น่าจะบังคับได
้ Like I can control myself to not control.
เช่นว่าจะให้มันไม่บังคับเนี่ยมันจะทำให้มันไม่บังคับได้เหมือนกับบังคับตัวเองให้ไม่บังคับก็ได้แ
ต่ที่บังคับให้ไม่ได้บังคับนั้นบังคับแล้ว
That's actually a type of control but it's control according to your defilement to your impulse like you want to be goodYou control it. Can you control it not to be good, not to want to be good? No, you cannot control it. To your practice is actually much better. Don't think too much. Attend to your feeling, what arises in your feeling, and your understanding will increase. Sometimes you feel like you can control things, like you can control your breath to stop your breath.It's like you can stop breathing. Try stop breathing. Stop. See, you can stop it. You cannot stop it for a long time. You are controlling. Do you see? You can control only a short time. like by focusing, but you cannot focus all the time. If you have no less energy, you will get even more restless, more busy mind. You need to pay the it's just only a short period of control, because you want to be good or you want to it to be clear. Notice this phenomena that you want to be good, you want to be clear. If you are not aware of it, it will intend to do something. It will focus, it will make it still. Those phenomena will be just impermanent. You can focus for a short time. After a while, the suppressed feeling, the suppressed emotion will go wild. Don't try to control it. Let it work as it normally is. Then you will see the truth that whatever come up in your mind, they are all impermanent. They are passing. They come and go. See it like this. See, now you are focusing now. Who's sitting beside, just tickle him. Tickle him. You're still stuck. It's still hard. Then I make you this face. This high of face. Your mind. Still locked inside. Let go of the lock. Don't intervene. Don't control. If you lock your mind inside, it will be still. Sometimes you feel happy, but actually it is the created happiness. It's not the real happiness. Number 12. Prasan, you should break his lock. Don't tickle him when he's unaware. Number 12 here. Now your mind is good. Can you? Your mind is good now. It's the mind like this, the mind that is normal, that's natural, is relaxed. The mind that is holding is stressful. It's like a soldier waiting to go into the war. Is stressed. Be relaxed. Okay, boy.
ก็การบ้านที่หลวงพ่อเคยให้ว่าคือให้ไปดูความรู้สึกนะ
It's easier when it's strong emotion
จะง่ายตอนที่เป็นความรู้สึกแรงๆ
And which is actually it's very messy and it has a lot of thinking a lot of meditations and a lot of trying to control
แล้วเขาก็เห็นมันมีความคิดเยอะแล้วก็การที่จะไปบังคับ
There was also about 3 weeks last month where I feel something was wrong
ก็เมื่อสักสามอาทิตย์ก่อนเขาก็มีการคิดเยอะเขาปฏิบัติอยู่ถูกไหมครับ
ปฏิบ
ั
ติ
ปัจจุบันตอนนี้เขาปฏิบัติถูกอยู่ไหมครับ
ถูก
yes you practicing correctly it improve a lot do you feel that you are more aware you is more comfortable is broad and light is more bright
บางครั้งครับ
Yes if it's all the time that's wrong it's impermanent if you practice correctly your mind will be relaxed and if you see that sometimes there's a greed that's attachment that's suffering it will learn from whenever you have greed you have desire the suffering will always follow your mind will start to fear of desireSo you try to get away from desire, be aware of that phenomena. And eventually, it just stop desiring by itself. Do you see that you go off to think now? It's normal. Everyone think a lot. Everyone think all the time. Not only you. Ask anyone. They think all the time. Everyone.Like think a lot is not really exist. It's just think and you don't aware. Now, actually, you are more aware of them. You see that it always thinks all the time, and you cannot stop it. When it thinks, you are aware of the thinking. You are not attached to the thinking. If you are not aware, that some other feeling will follow, happy or sad, it will follow the thinking. Just be aware of them. You can be aware at first time when it go off to think, that's fine to see it going off. It's quick. But if you are not aware of the first step, there is the greed, that's wanting. If you are aware of the wanting, that's good as well. If the wanting arise, then the mind go off to do something and see those action, that's fine. Or you can see afterward at the end when the suffering arise after your action. If you know the suffering, that's correct too. Although it's best to be aware of it quickly at the first step, then the mind go off to think. But any step is fine. And even you know on the last step that the suffering arrives at the end, that's also good as well.
Number
10. I have been practicing by watching body movement and body breathing, and I feel that chattering in my mind is less.
เขาก็เห็นเขาดูที่กายเขาเคลื่อนไหวนะครับแล้วก็กายหายใจครับแต่เขาก็หลงไปคิดเยอะ
You practice now to know your body breathing, the mind moving. Is it only for knowing the mind going off? Only.
The fact, the objective of knowing the body moving and the body breathing is so that you can see when your mind going off to think.
What else?
เขาควรจะปฏิบัติต่อไปยังไงดีครับ
What you are practicing is okay. Do you see that your mind have changed? Your mind is less stressed. You practice correctly. But the result of this comfortable mind is not the end result. The goal is actually to see the truth and.The comfortable, relaxed feeling is just a side benefit. Our goal is to see the truth. When we breathe in, practice the breath and see the mind go off, you will see that the mind go off by itself. The knowing mind is not constant. Sometimes the mind stay, sometimes the mind go off. You cannot force them. This is the truth. This inconstant is called impermanent. The fact that we cannot control it is the non-self of the mind. After you see this truth, your mind will let go of itself. The Singaporean can speak is easier English, is closer to Thai. The accent, for a Westerner accent is bad, it's hard to understand.Is actually the same tribe coming from China. You see, it's the same similar accent. So they speak very clear English. See, it's very clear. Number 8.
Now I'm actually seeing, like during the talk just now, the mind just keep going off to think, and then there is an awareness, and then it comes back to the talk again, and then after that it goes off, and then there is an awareness, and then it comes back again.
ก็เขาครั้งที่แล้วหลวงพ่อให้กันบ้านแต่ว่าหลวงพ่อบอกว่าเขาเนี่ยเหมือนกับโลกมันอยู่ห่างออกไปแล้วก็ส่วนตอนนี้เขามาฟังที่ฟังหลวงพ่อเนี่ยเขาก็ใจก็อยู่กับเขาฟังกับหลวงพ่อแล้วเดี๋ยวใจก็หลงไปคิดแล้วก็รู้ตัวขึ้นมาแล้วก็มาฟังหลวงพ่อใจหลงไปคิดแล้วก็รู้ตัวขึ้นมาอีกที
That's good It's better than controlling and pushing the mind away
บางคร
ั้งเขาก็ไปเห็นความรู้สึกนะครับแล้วก็มันก็จะมาสนใจความรู้สึกแล้วก็จะเห็นความรู้สึกเปลี่ยนแปลง
Right If you can see the feeling and that is the liking or disliking of the feeling be aware of them as well
There's a period of time where for the past month there is like extreme happiness very light and happy and then after that there is a period where there is a lot of sadness
ก็ช่วงเดือนที่ผ่านมาครับมีบางช่วงที่แบบมีความรู้สึกสุขมากเลยครับแล้วก็ต่อมาไม่นานก็เปลี่ยนเป็นความรู้สึกเศร้า
Those happiness when there is liking be aware of the liking Those happiness go away there is sadness you are disliking sadness be aware of the disliking Eventually the mind will be more neutral be equanimous to all type of feeling and reaction
ก็ตอนนี้ถูกหรือยังครับ
Yes It's the different level of correctness The more you practice the more you are more correct All the team everyone on the whole you are better Even at the front the man at the front with the blue shirt You just sit and your happinessThere is happiness in you. Just know how it arises naturally. Don't interfere. Let it become unknower. Delight. You see the mind work on itself. This team is very good. It's continued from last week. And it's good last week as well. Number 52.I feel it's easier to practice in my daily life. Lately, it feels a little stagnant. And arouse your awareness, be more alert. How to arouse it? Don't let it fall inside the depression.I don't know what else to ask. Can you advise anything? Sometimes during meditation, you will feel sad. You will sluggish. Don't let those sad or sluggishness overcome your mind. Arouse your mind to be fighting, to fight.I feel sometimes this world that I stay is like a fake world, a false world. You see, you dislike it. You are not neutral. Be aware of your dislike. You can stay with the false world with a neutral mind. You can live in this world in a wise way. Don't be sad with it.I stuck this at this point for a month. Just be aware of your dislike, of your anger. the anger overtake your mind. The sadness is a kind of anger. The dislike is another kind of anger. There's many types of anger. Do you have any way to arouse my mind? Reading? You just sweep your house. Oh, you are now more aroused now, just thinking of sweeping your house. There's no need to be difficult. Number 50, the last one. Where are you? We imagine that meditation is something extraordinary. Actually, just sweeping and cleaning and washing is just, it can be meditation. When there is a contact, something that happened to you, and then you are aware of them. Why I meditate? I smell something bad. Sometimes it feels a bad smell of yourself. If you just dedicate merit to any strange being, this may be some ghost or some strange being. You just dedicate merit to them. Dedicate by thinking of all good deeds that you have done before, and think that I let you have the same merit from what I have done. I am happy and let them have the same happiness as me. Try to expand your good will, your compassion to all of them. I have a friend whose father passed away, and he dedicated merit to that father and asked, "Oh, please father, come to receive the merit." And that's the bad smell in the evening. And then he's surprised. "Oh no, you don't have to come. You don't have to come. I will just send the merit to you." Okay, because you have a lot of merit, so there's someone, something come to you. At my home too, I can feel someone come, although there is no smell. It's not at the house, it's follow you, not follow the house. Wherever someone like you are, they will follow you. It's no different where you are. What should I do? Just dedicate the merit. Normally, those people who can come to ask you, they are actually your relatives. Other ghosts cannot come and ask you. Only your relative can ask you. It's like you have an older relative who get into difficult situation. It's so sad if you chase them away. To be more compassionate to them, and then think of any good deeds you have done and dedicate those merit. Let them receive the same merit I received, and tell them. Sometimes it's very rare to have this kind of question.